clear to see. Ha ha ha, sa 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 sa. Ha ha ha, sa 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 sa. Den lär så bäst som lär till sist.
Got to mention that this is one, this Rosalille is really one of the oldest Danish folk songs. The Danish cultural attaché from Denmark, who spoke at the university when I sang it, told me that. And I was happy to know that. It is the oldest, very oldest folk song. Now I'm going to sing about a crow sitting up in the tree, and a naughty hunter comes and shoots it.
Højt på en gren en krage, sim selle bim bom bas selle du selle dim. Han så kom den hæslige. Han skjør den stakkels kragen, ja. Sim, selle, bim, bom, bass, selle, du, selle, dim.
Have I got time for one more? Yeah. Thank you. Thank you. This is the Norwegian echo song made famous by Jenny Lind. It's a Norwegian song. She was Swedish, and I'm singing it in Danish.
Kom kære.
It's the mountain girl calling her cows over the mountain.
Kom kære me.
Elementary chorus from Alachua, Florida. That's just down the road a piece, you know, and Alachua means big jug. Well, these aren't big jugs, these are little jugs. And they're going to sing and maybe do a little dance for us. Let's see.
Thank you. alcohol of Mountain Dew. And I want all y'all to join in. Come on, join in now. Clap them hands and get them old bones running around. Come on now, here we go. 1, 2, 3. Y'all ready? Come on, y'all gonna do it now? All right, let's go. 1, 2, 3. There's a big olive tree down the road from me where you lay down a dollar or two. Come on! And around the bend and you come back again. It's just full of Mountain Dew. Yeah! Oh, call it the good old Mountain Dew. Now, boys, you know them girls gonna beat you if y'all don't come on, show them how to do it now. It's called Y'all Come. And the first time I'm gonna say Y'all Come, I want the men, boys, everybody. I want y'all to say, Y'all come back to me. Second time I'm gonna say Y'all Come to girls. And the girls gonna say Y'all come back to me. And let's say, come on, boys. And if y'all don't try hard, them girls gonna beat you. Now, come on. Just, all right, all them husbands, see if y'all can't outdo them wives now. Come on, let's go now. Y'all 1, 2, ready, go.
When you live in the country, everybody is your neighbor. All just one thing you can rely. Well, they'll come to see you and they'll never, never leave you. Saying y'all come to see us now and then.
Ready, boys? Y'all come. Y'all come louder, boys.
Well, y'all come to see us now and then.
But louder, boys. Come on, y'all come.
Y'all come. Well, y'all come to see us now and then. That's good. Way over in Miles Winston, that they come through the kitchen and help do the dishes right away. Oh, but they are leaving, and though she ain't a creepin', you can still hear Grandma say,
ready, go! Y'all come!
Y'all come!
Y'all come, that's good!
Well, y'all come to see us now and then.
That's good, girls, y'all come!
Y'all come! Well, y'all come to see us now and then.
That's good, girls! Thank you very much.
She asked Sandy Claus to bring her a guitar. She asked for the right thing. Now, she's taught herself to play this since Christmas. Let's give her a great big hand. Hope we'll be seeing her on lots more folk festival programs. Here's the young lady who made up her song, and it's such an important song that we asked her to come and sing it for us. This is Patty Barnes from Daytona Beach singing an original song about a famous street in the oldest city in the United States of America. Patty.
Thank you.
Is where history and dreamland meet. For as you walk the streets, you see the horse-drawn carriages, the flower child marriages, Spanish architecture, art shows, or a lecture on shipbuilding. St. George Street is where the sailors of life can bear their hearts and feet. And if you catch the wind, you want to glide or frolic with it, no one cares a bit. The local saddle maker tells you of a baker who makes French pastry. Eat sea supper while you're at the dock. Handmade sandals, an antique clock, Boston shoe repair, fresh cigar, Spanish dancers and an old guitar, genuine stone ground pancake mitts. St. George Street is where you get your kicks. Live life loose and you can take your seat among the long-lived, carefree, beautiful people on St. George Street. St. George Street, another world from your troubles and oppressive heat. There are such sights to see. Walk the cobblestone streets, hear the little children's feet, as in bliss they take a lick of a pickle on a stick from ye old grocery store. St. George Street, where the sailors of life can bear their hearts and feet. Turn off the road a bit and you'll find great straw elephants, a church with elements of Spain in days gone by, where God is worth a try in pink azaleas. Splash with color in a bold batik. Spend an hour, you can spend the week. Irish coffee, a confection shop, homemade ice cream with a caramel top, handmade candles hanging on wicks. St. George Street is where you get your kicks. Live life loose and you can take your seat among the long-lived, carefree, beautiful people on St. George Street.
I think there's a place on the program for young singers, young composers. One of our young composers said to me in a little festival that we have down at Apopka, the first Saturday, or the Saturday before Thanksgiving, we wonder if some of us will make a hole in history with our song. We hope not. And time is the tester. Remember that about our song. And some of them like our Cousin Mabel's beautiful echo song and the beautiful first song that you sang. What was the name of the song title? Oh, yes. Uh-huh. Oh, is that a fact? Well, anyway, it's lived through the ages. Jerry Thrale here. Well, she wants to lean on this podium, and I guess we'll have to let her.
Thank you, Cousin Thelma. There's a reason why I can hold on as I shake. Everyone within the range of my voice is just a spit and a throw away from the Suwannee River. She is a grand stream of water and is world-renowned. World travelers I have talked with have told me they have heard snatches of Swanee River sung by taxi men, bus men, and maids in hotels in Hong Kong, Budapest, Paris, and London. As we came over the Swanee River, we slowed down and I listened. And today she seemed to be in a pensive mood. And this is what she was saying. "Come back," murmured the River Swanee as she slowly winds her way to the sea. Wistfully, she croons a forgotten melody of old days and ways that used to be. Of days that used to be. She yearns for bright fields of corn and cotton and children small playing round a cabin door. Gaiety at the manor house is not forgotten. How sweet in retrospect are days of yore. Our days of yore. Sing to me, she sighs, songs of long ago. Sing sweet and clear, old and young take a part. The farmers in the dell, hi-ho, darling Nellie Gray. Songs dear to my heart, songs dear to my heart. Play, fiddle, play, give out a lively tune by candlelight or neath the starry sky. Sound a chord, fiddle, to make young lovers spoon. Play, fiddle, play music to make toes fly. To make toes fly. Call a square dance and choose a partner gay. Girls bow to boys, join hands and promenade. Turkey in the straw, shoe fly, shoe, now sashay. Clap your hands and kiss your girl and don't be afraid. Kiss your girl and don't be afraid. Bring your folk talent to my embroidered shore. Bid the River Swanee for the world to see. Sing, dance, play the fiddle, retail folklore in memory of days that used to be. Of days that used to be. This next poem, The Saga of Osceola. I don't know if you remember your history or not, but he was really a military genius. Although he was unlearned and untrained, he wrung admiration from the white soldiers. He died at Fort Moultrie, South Carolina, where he had been held a prisoner for a number of years. The day of his death was known to him. He was helped from his sick bed. He dressed in all of his finery, called for his two wives who lived at Fort Moultrie but not with him. He called the remnants of his dignitaries, bid them each a solemn goodbye, and in a few hours he died. He was buried at Fort Moultrie, and although he begged to be returned to his beloved Florida, he is not a Floridian. He was born somewhere in northern Alabama. Some people say there's a little place called Macon County, Alabama, where he was born. I tried to bring out these things in the poem. The last stanza was written a couple of years later when I heard Mr. Shiver, who went up through Moultrie, Georgia in the dark of night and supposedly dug up Osceola's bones and brought them back to Florida. South Carolina official said that he didn't do it, that the bones are still there. But regardless of who has the bones, Osceola's that is, if Mr. Shiver goes back to South Carolina, he's going to be arrested and put in jail. But he says that he has them in a urn in Miami, and he intends to, at some future date, give them to some museum or some park who will bury him with honors as he deserves. This is a saga of Osceola. Time raced past earth, and on beyond the Milky Way, heeding not the anguished cries of the red man. The Great Spirit heard his children, but could not stay destiny's march, nor alter one plan. History had set the stage for another man's play. a bold leader the Indian God decided to send to his oppressed people on earth. From a past end slept a soul to his plan would tend. The God bade him wake to rebirth, and a comet tied the babe to his journey's end. Black Drink singer Osceola was the babe's name while making this sphere his home. An Indian maid and a white man's blood was his to claim. Ere weaned, he was forced to flee and roam the fields and jungles, stalked by the white race to its shame. Early, Osceola discerned the pale face's scheme, and in anger, his white blood spurned. Purging his soul, he beseeched his God for a dream to guide him in feats not yet learned. His battles were lost, but on time's page, his deeds gleamed. With mystic sway, Osceola inspired his race to fight for its land with grandeur. Oft-times his clever tactics spoil a white taste that caused vexations hard to endure. 'Twas through fraud, not courage, the white man won his case. The proud warrior questioned not his mundane work. It had been preconceived by his God. To him it was revealed where his brave should lurk to deal death blows on some army squad and leave many a white man's blood on the dirt. Imprisoned, Osceola paid with heartache his pound before his mission was ended. At last his valor and his tribe's plight became renowned, and their cause the world defended. Now Karen guided him to his happy hunting ground. In life, Osceola suffered the white man's ire. In death, his body they abused. A hellish goon beheaded him in a friend's attire, and with the head young boys he amused. Oh, how could a white man his whole race so demise? Long years Osceola lay in dark alien sand, restless yet glad to be free. One winter's night, a man and secret framed a plot grand, and the grave yielded his bones to their plea to be interred with high honor in his beloved land. Thank you.
Albert the Dane said before he died that he was convinced that Osceola willed himself to die after he had bade his friends and his wife and his sons, Dr. Whedon, the army doctor who looked after him, goodbye. He majestically drew his chieftain's coat around him, lay down, and stopped breathing. And knowing the tenacious will, character, fight of the man, I'm sure that Albert just might be correct in that he willed himself to die. And Dr. Whedon's little boys had his head. Dr. Whedon would hang that head on the head of the bed to scare them into being good. What a terrible thing. The head ended up in a little museum up the country somewhere, and it burned. The museum burned. And his head was forever lost. Now, let's turn to a happy occasion here, away from a sad occasion, and welcome back for the second time the Singing LaFever family of Knoxville, Tennessee.
Everybody ready?
Many years ago.
time.